The following shir was delivered by Rav Ari Stauber, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Gavoya, and Baal Mechaber of Kuntres Tfilas HaDerech and Hilchas Shtari Hedyaitis B'Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
This week's parsha, Parshas Ekev, in Parches Pasuk Yud, we have the Mekor for the Chiv Birchas Hanen. Pasuk says, V'achalto, V'savoto, U'veirachto. And that's the Mekor for the Chiv to bench. And the Gemara, in the beginning of Ketzin Mevorchim, learns out that that's also the Mekor for Bracha Rishayno. Not just the Bracha Achrayno, but also the Bracha Rishayno. It's learned out of a Kal V'chaymer. That Kishu Savea Mevorich, if when he's already full, and he's ready to bench, he has a chiyuv to bench. So kishu rav, when he's still hungry, before he begins to eat like kol shekein, for sure he should have to bench. Now the Chai Adam says, ubimakim sheish safik bracha. What happens if someone's not sure if he has to make a bracha or not? So he says, yesh l'sakein sheyivorech al ma'at tzuker shahakel. He says, he has eitza, take a little piece of sugar, and you make a shahakel on that sugar, v'yifter gam oisei adavar. And now you'll be able to patter the thing you're misupik about. And he says, and this is even a gay, if someone's misupik, if he's chayv in something, toich suda. Meaning, let's say someone's not sure, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings that someone who drinks a coffee at the end of the suda, he says, kipshuto, you would say, that he's chayv to make a bracha, and that's the halacha, maker of dinner, chayv to make a bracha in that coffee, because it's not ba for the suda. It's not coming, it's not dover ba machnas the suda. So therefore, you would make a bracha on that coffee. But he says, Yoyser Toiv, it's better that you should take a piece of sugar and be mitzi that coffee. And even though it's Toicha Suda, even in Toicha Suda, you have to make a bracha on sugar, because sugar, for sure, is not considered something that's coming to Machmas Suda. And the Mishnah Berurah says a similar thing also. He says if someone's eating a Danish together with a coffee, so he says that you have to make two brachas. One, a mezainis on the Danish, and a shahakel on the coffee. But, he says, since maybe you should be, there's a tzad to say that the coffee is a tuffle to the Danish, it's coming only to enhance the Danish. So it's yoyser toiv, if someone wants to be choshish for such a tzad, it's better to take a piece of sugar and be mitzi first the coffee, and then also make a bracha on the mezainis. So now all these paiskim you see, they say that if someone's mesupik in a bracha, you should take a piece of sugar and be mitzi that thing that you're mesupik about. Now, probably the most common application of this halach in our times is this, that many people, when they serve ice cream for dessert in the suda, there's different hagim whether to make a bracha on the ice cream or not. Kipshutoi, you would say that you should make a bracha on the ice cream, like the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, that something is kinuach, that's only coming for kinuach asuda. It's coming for dessert, which is not considered a davar ba-machmas the suda. Then, you would make a bracha. So ice cream also is only coming kinuach asuda, so you have to make a shahakel. However, there are two svaras that the Achrayim bring, why maybe ice cream you should not make a bracha, shahakel, and should eat it without a bracha. One svara is that maybe all dessert, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that all kinuach suda you have to make a bracha on, maybe nowadays, since it's the derech, much more shchiach to eat desserts by a suda, and it's the derech of all sudas to eat dessert, so therefore, now it does become part of the suda, and it's considered a chelik of the suda, and therefore you don't have to make a separate bracha. That's one svara. And the second svara they bring from Ramesha is that ice cream has a special reason to make a shahakel. That you should not make a shakel. You should not make a bracha on. And that is because, since it's aiming to melt, and it will become just a mashke, and it doesn't have such a chashivas, then you're not going to make a bracha. There's two deis in his Talmidim, if Ramesha only said this about ices, which is really just frozen liquid, or even ice cream, which is made up of different ingredients. But there are those that are chashish for the Ramesha, even for ice cream, that you would not make a bracha because maybe it's a reason to not make a bracha for this reason that it has a chashivus only as a mashke. So for these two reasons that we brought, again, that maybe all desserts you don't have to make a bracha nowadays, And number two, special by ice cream, since it's considered a mashke, you would not make a bracha. Therefore, people are chayshish. Instead of making an outright shahakal, they take a candy or a chocolate chip, and they make a bracha on that, and they might see the ice cream, and then they eat the ice cream. Mamish like these achrayim say, but someone is misupik with a bracha. However, the truth is that even though all these achrayim do give this etzah to make a shahakal on sugar to be mitzi other foods, we're going to see that's not so pashut. And that's because it's not really clear what the bracha of sugar is. And before we get to the machlekes rishonim, what to make on sugar, let's be makdim with a different machlekes rishonim. Machlekes rishonim of May pears in general. And fruit juice, what bracha to make on fruit juice? So, Gemara says on shlokos, that means a vegetable soup, boiled vegetables, the juice, you make a hadam. But on duvshe the tamri, the honey that comes out of dates, it's zeya ba'alma, it's only considered a sweat, it's not the fruit, not considered the chelik of the fruit, and therefore you only make a shahakal. And who had in all may peris, all fruit juices, you only make a shahakal, because that's also considered zeya ba'alma. So now, this is machlekes, Rosh and Rashba, what exactly is the difference between vegetable juice, meaning if you boil vegetables in water, vegetable soup, you make adamo, and fruit juice, and the juice that comes out of fruit, there you don't make adamo, you make a shahakal. The Rosh says, the difference is whether it's squeezed out or whether you cook it. By fruit juice, where you're just squeezing out the fruit to get the juice, so there you're not getting the tam of the ikar pri, you're not getting the flavor of the pri, you're getting the flavor of the juice. It's a separate thing, the juice. And since it's not the ikar pri is the actual fruit, it's only a secondary thing, it's zeya ba'alma, and that doesn't have a chashivas, and you'll make shahakal on it. Mashenkin, if you boil the vegetable, or if you leave wood in, if you have a fruit that you boil in water, so there the actual tam, the tam of the actual fruit goes into the water, so then you're going to make a hadama that's considered, and then you give it the bracha of the ikar fruit. That's the sheet of the Rosh. The Rashba learns that there's a different chilek. There's no difference between schita and bishul, whether you squeeze it out or you cook it. The difference is whether it's not the adaita dahaki. What's the purpose why you planted this fruit or vegetable? He says by the vegetables, most of them, they're planted to cook it. Or to cook it up and to get the water to make a soup out of it. So since it's cooked for that, then it gets the brach of the ikar pri, because we look at it, that is what the pri is for. So this is the pri. The vegetable soup is the ikar tachlis of the pri. So therefore you're going to make a hadama on the soup. Masha'en came by peris. They're made, planted for the fruit itself. So any juice that comes out, that's not the ikar pri, and therefore you make a shahakal. And it would come out of the rajba, huadin. If you have a vegetable that the ikar reason you planted is to eat the vegetable, not for the juice. Or if you have, then you would make a shakal on the juice. And what then if you have a fruit where the ikar reason why you planted is for the juice, you'd make a mashenkin according to the Rosh. It doesn't matter why you planted. The point, the chilek is whether you did a schiter or whether you did a bishul. So, now if you would have either a fruit or a vegetable that has both of these milas, that means that it's planted al das to get the juice out. And secondly, the way you obtain the juice is by cooking the vegetable or the fruit. Then likui alma, it should come out, you'd make a hadama or a eitz. And the emes is, that's a mitzis of sugar. By sugar, what they do is, the whole reason why we plant the sugar canes in the first place is to get out the sugar, to use the sugar. There is no other purpose of the sugar cane. And the way they obtain the sugar is by boiling the cane in water. And until you have that the gargire of sugar. So you have the milo sai according to the Rosh and sai according to the Rajva, and you should make kipshuta, it should come out, you should make ha'etz on sugar. And the emesis that Royvri Shainim Taka say that you make ha'etz on sugar. That is the brach of sugar. The Bahag, Ben Chananel, Toisvis, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Tor, and many other Rishonim, they all say, for this reason, that since Sai, according to the Rosh, which he says that it's tali in bishul, and citing more into the Rashi, which says it's tali in what the reason why you plant it for. Here, you have those milas, so you make a eitz. It's considered the pre-eitz. It's considered the fruit of this sugar cane, and you should make a eitz. And it's really a three-way machlokes rishonim. All these rishonim we mentioned hold you make eitz. And there are other rishonim, Reina Yoina, the Riaz, and the Kolboy, they say you make a hadama, not a eitz. Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Meshbez, in Bir Alacha, is Masber, one of two ways. He says either they hold a sugar cane is not considered a tree. Maybe there's some sugar cane that doesn't grow back every year. It takes some time to grow back, every 2 or 3 years. So therefore, it's not considered a tree. Or he says maybe even if it is considered a tree, maybe it doesn't have such a chashivas. In order to make a ha'etz on a fruit of a tree, it's not enough that it grows from a tree. It has to have a certain chashivas. Like you find by tzlaf, it's a type of tree that produces many different fruit, different types of fruit. So you only make ha'etz on the main fruit. On the secondary fruit, you don't make eitz, you only make a hadama. Because it's missing chashivas, it's not the main fruit of this tree. So sugar cane also, it's not a real fruit. So therefore it doesn't have such a chashivas, and you make a hadama. That's the second shita in the Rishonim. And, so where does our minhag come from? Now we have all these Rishonim that say make a eitz, all these Rishonim that say make a hadama. So we make a shaklon sugar. Where does our minhag come from? So it comes from the Rambam. Rambam is really a shita yichida over here. Rambam says, on sugar you make a shahakla. And the emesis, all the Rishonim, ask on the Rambam, what we asked, that why should you make a shahakla? Over here, it's made, it's planted in order to obtain the sugar, and the way you get the sugar is by cooking it in water. So the chayra is considered the pri, and you should make a eitz. Where does the shahakla come from? And there are two ways, the achrenim are miyashiv, the Rambam. One is the Prima Gadim. He's Masber al Pi, what the Achrenim say, by coffee. Because really, if you think about it, coffee has the same problem we just mentioned by sugar. A coffee bean is also planted to obtain coffee, and the way you obtain the coffee is by boiling the bean in water. So, L'chayra, coffee should also be Eitz. You should make a Eitz on coffee. So, one of the reasons the Achrenim say that by coffee you don't make a Eitz is al Pi Atshuvas HaRosh. Because the Rosh says that even though that when you cook something in water, so it gets all the tam of the fruit or the vegetable, you make a eitzer adama, that's only if the purpose why you're cooking it is not only for the juice. And you're also cooking it for the fruit itself. Let's say you have an apple, and you want to make a baked apple, and you also want to use the juice. So in that case, then you say that the bracha, the fruit, still has a kiyum. You still have eitz on the fruit, and you also make a eitz on the mashke that has the tam of the fruit that came out of it. But let's say the whole reason why you're cooking it is only for the tachlis of the juice. That means you're taking the fruit and you're throwing it away, like a coffee bean. You're taking the coffee bean, you're throwing it away, and you're only using what comes out of it. So in such a case, then you're not going to make a eitz, you're only going to make a shakl. So Zakti Prim God, and that's also the pshat. Now again, this only would answer the type of coffee beans if the way you make it is by throwing it away. There's another type that you crush it and you make the coffee out of the actual bean, not through the tam. So that the Prima Gadol is not talking about. And that you would make, this wouldn't, you have to come up with a different answer why coffee you make a shahakal, that the Achrenim say different various reasons. But this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is Masber. This is Bshat and Kofi, that you make a shahakal based on this reason. Now, the Prima Gadim says that's going to be the Bshat also legabe sugar. Why? Because the cane sugar, the cane itself, you throw away. You don't use the cane afterward. You're only going to use the sugar that comes out of it. So therefore, I'll pee this chuvas arash, the Rambam holds to make a shahakal. That's one mahalach. Mishnah Berurah though, in Bir Alacha, he doesn't go with this. He says a different pshat. He says in Meridika Nu Da'er, he says that even though a cane sugar would be considered an elon, the cane, it grows from the ground, and it does come back every year, but even so, you don't make a eitz on the sugar. Why? He says it's not a fruit. He says you can't eat it. You cannot eat the sugar, any product of the sugar cane. You're only mites. You only have to suck out in order the sugar. There's nothing to eat. You just suck out some moisture. That's how you get the sugar. That's not considered a fruit. That's like sweet wood. He says, yeah, it's a piece of wood. You're eating wood. Now it's sweet wood. So on sweet wood, you make a shakel. It's not considered, it doesn't have chashivas of a pri to make a eitz. So that's the two pshatim we have with the Rambam. Now how do we paskin? So, Emes is that the goin, the Vilna goin, Bir Agra, he brings his rishonim, and he says that Rav rishonim say you make a eitz, and he brings rayas to them, and he says, therefore the halacha is, on sugar you make a eitz. Till the Vilna goin paskins. And the Taz, also over here, Afanart, he says that the das of the goinim is ikr. Now, I'm not going to tell you to make a eitz always, but if you have a fruit in front of you, and you also have sugar, what you should do is you should make a bracha on the fruit and be mitzi the sugar, rather than making a separate bracha on the sugar. Now, even our meaning to make shakel, which comes from the Shulchan Aruch says you do make a shakel on sugar, is not because the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam over the other Rishonim. And Beis Yosef, he's masber that even though all the other Rishonim go not like the Rambam, but since it's a Suffolk brachas, and if you make a ha'etz or adama, you won't be yotzei like the Rambam. Masha'enkein, shahakel works for everything. Alakol mvarach shahakel yotzo. So therefore, we'll make a shahakel. That way we'll be yotzei all the sheet is hakel panim b'diavid. So it comes out, really, that the bracha of sugar, the reason why we normally make a bracha on sugar is a b'diavid like a bracha. You know, what are we going to do? We have no choice. Like the Beis Yosef says, we don't want to not be yotzei like the Rambam. So we have no choice, so we make a b'diavid like a bracha on sugar. And it's really gebracht. I'm already gemaisa that the Chassam in Sefer Chut HaMeshulash brings that Chassam Sefer, when he was 6 years old, he was a baki in Hilchus Brachas, and the Chassam Sefer learned the halachas of sugar, and he saw this machlokes, and he didn't want to make a shahakal on sugar. So it says over there in the Sefer that even though he was a young child, he was 6 years old, and he liked candy, like all children, he was mekabel himself never to eat candy. Akhlapanim, but Makame didn't have two other brachas to be might see the sugar. Never to eat candy, because he doesn't want to be saimich on this, shita, b'diavdik bracha, neg the other rishonim. So, you see that really the bracha of the sugar is not pashut at all, and it's only when you're eating sugar itself. So, we're not going to tell you not to eat sugar. You know, b'diavdik yotzif make shackles, so you make a b'diavdik bracha. But the question is, the Achronim ask, that when it comes to our case, when you're trying to make a bracha to be mighty something else, you don't want to eat sugar now. You want to eat coffee. Just you're not sure to make a bracha on the coffee or not. So why do all these, the chayodom, mishnevura, the kids of Shulchan Aruch, why do they give an eitzah and say the way, the thing you should do is you should take a piece of sugar and make a bracha on the sugar and through that be mighty the coffee. Well, chayra, it's a, do you have to take a bracha? We're not looking to make a bracha on the sugar. They should have said, take something, it's vadei shakel. For example, salt. And you should make a bracha on salt. And with that, we might see the other thing. Meaning you always have salt and sugar handy. That's why they picked sugar. Because sugar is something you always have handy. It's a, you know, it's a table item. And salt is also. So just make a bracha on salt and we might see the other items. This is what the Achrayim ask on the Chai Adam, Mishnah Berurah, and the Kids of Shulchan Aruch. And the emes is, you know, another thing that people do when they have the ice cream at the end of the Suda, is instead of taking candy, if they don't have the candy handy, they'll take a chocolate chip, which is also a shahakal. Now, the emesis is also not the best eitzah, because even though it's better than sugar l'chayra, because there's no rishonim and say lahedya, that chocolate is ha'etz, as opposed to shahakal, but really, all the achrenim ask that chocolate should be ha'etz, because the halacha is that even though we paskin that if you take item, a vegetable or fruit, and you crush it down until it's not nicker, the tsura and the toyar of the fruit, Mishnah Berurah explains, coming from a Truma Sadeshin, that that's only if roiv achilas, that pri, or that vegetable is not made for this oifin. But if the way roiv of the achila is made to crush it and to make it into something that's not nicker, and then you will make the bracha of the fruit. For example, I heard that in Mexico, roiv of corn is used to crush up and to make into tortilla chips. So in such a case, you'd make adama, not shahakal. Hashenkin in America, where roiv of the corn is not made for that, then it would be considered something that's not nicker, the tzura, or the tayar of the corn, and you would make a shakel. Some shavur brings that you find that spices, ginger, where if you crush down the ginger, since roiv of it is made to crush down and mix the sugar and eat it like that, so then you'll take and make adamo. So Mela Achrenim asked, what is roiv cocoa beans used for? Of course, roiv cocoa beans are used for chocolate. So if roiv cocoa beans are used for chocolate, who cares that you crushed it up and you mixed it with sugar? It's mamish like ginger. It's mamish like these cases, and you should make eitz on the cocoa bean. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that for years and years, he was bothered by his question. He didn't have an answer. And I still talk about B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that he says that even though the minhag olam is to make shakel, but for a hither, you should take, before, if someone wants to be mahadar extra, then if he has something handy, or ha'etz handy, you should make a brach on the eitz first, and pater a ha'etz and a shakel, before he eats the chocolate. So, again, the minhag olam is to make shakel, and of course, it's not eitz, but again, it's not the ideal way to be mitzi something else. L'chayr salt, kipshutai, should be a better option, whether sugar, more than sugar, and chocolate. And the emes is, it's much easier a lot of times to use salt. A lot of times I've been by many a sudo where there's many people sitting around the table, and they bring out the ice cream. The people that want to be machmir, not to make a brach on the ice cream, they have to wait a long time for someone to bring out a chocolate chip or a candy for them to make a shakel on. Meanwhile, there's salt, and by the time they get it, the ice cream is already half melted. Meanwhile, there's salt sitting on the table from the challah and everything. So you just take a little bit of salt, make a shakel, and maybe you might see the ice cream, and you're good to go. And there's also another mylon salt. Is that a side mylo? Is that the Gemara in Hayriyah says that if you eat salt, if you're toivel, it's boi b'melach, and you eat it, then it's meshiv, it's a limud, it helps you remember your learning. Okay, but al kapanim, the question is, why don't we use salt? So, I saw on the Sefer Liban Halacha, he wants to be miyashiv this question in one of two ways. One way he wants to say is, al pi the Mishneh Berurah, in Siman Reish Dal, the Shulchan Aruch says that on melach, you make a shahakal. And the Shabura says that even though melech is not the tastiest thing, not the most pleasant thing to eat, but kaponim you have a noktsas. You have some hana, some taste, some sustenance from the melech, and therefore that's why you make a shahakal. So he's brought over there in Liban Halacha, he says that since it's only hana ktsas, it's not so much hana, it's only as a chashivas if you're eating it in order to get the hana. But if the reason why you're eating this salt is not in order to get that hana, it's only to be mitzi someone else, but you're not interested in that hana, so that hana doesn't have a chashivas. Even though all other foods, you make a bracha even if you're not interested in eating that fruit, food. But by salt, since only hana ktsas, that hana only has a chashivas if you're eating it for the hana. That's one svar he wants to say. And the second svar he wants to say is based off a psak from Bilyashiv, by mandolin, by soup nuts, croutons. And he says over there that if someone is just munching on croutons, plain, doesn't put in a soup, he doesn't want a soup, just eat the mandolin plain, even so he doesn't make a bracha. Why? Still consider a dover habo machnas asuda, since usually the way people eat these mandolin is they put them in soup. So even if you eat a plain, it doesn't have a chashiv as far as zich, and it's only considered a dover habo machnas asuda. So he wants to say this Sefer Liban Halacha that huadin legabe salt, since usually what it's used for is to spice up other foods. So even if you'll take it by and eat it by itself, it's still considered a davar b'machmas asuda. So you can't bring out the salt for dessert and make a shakel on the salt, because that wouldn't have a chashivas for itself. You would not have to make a bracha. So that's what he wants to say. Why you cannot use the salt to be yotzei other foods. However, this is not pashut at all. This is a sefer Netta Ruvain. He brings from many paiskim, not like this. He brings a tshuva from Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky sent him a letter. He says that he himself is noyeg to eat salt and make a shahakal on it, even if he's not doing it for the hana. And as long as a person will have an aktsas, that's enough for a bracha. Even an aktsas is enough to mechayev a bracha. So even if he's not being mechayev for it, of course he make a bracha. And he says, huadin, you're able to use it to be mitzi other things, and it's not considered a davar ba machas asuda. And he brings over there from Nassim Kopshitz to say why it's not doima to croutons, to mandolin. He says mandolin is only used for suda. That's what it's used for. So even if you eat it by itself, then it's batel daite. Masha enkein. When it comes to salt, it's mavur in the Gemara that ovid inish to shadi lepume, that people did eat salt plain. You know, it wasn't so common necessarily, but it says ovid inish, people would do it. Tevelos boi b'melach, people ate salt plain. So therefore, it was a normal thing to do. So even though there are two ways to do it, you could eat it as an enhancer for food, but you could also eat it plain. So when you eat it plain, that's not considered a dov or a bo machmas asuda. So if this is true though, that you do make a bracha on salt, so chayitz hajra koshil duchen. Why didn't all these achrayim say that the best eitzah to be mitzi coffee or something that you're not near misufik in the bracha is to take a little salt? And also, why don't we use salt to be mitzi our ice cream? So chayra, the answer is a very practical answer that salt is not a geshmaka thing to eat. You know, people don't want to take salt; they'd rather have sugar. It tastes much better, and salt is, you know, the taste will stick in your mouth a little bit, especially for dessert. You're not interested in having salt for dessert. You want to have sugar for dessert. And that's why the people don't do it. Now again, halacha, we're saying, it would work. I mean, if someone does have salt in front of him, and he wants to use it, he might see his ice cream, that's great. It's fantastic. That's a vadai gonna be a bracha of shakal. It's even perhaps better than sugar, which is a safik bracha. But, you know, if someone doesn't want to, then of course he could use sugar, or even chocolate, like the achrenim say that you do use sugar to be might see other things. Again, like we're saying, that none of this is ma'akiv, and minigoy and levada is to use sugar and chocolate, and you could do that, and you could also do salt, you can do what you want to be might see other things. I just want to leave off that I heard two more eitzes, what to use to be might see other things. A Rav in Lakewood told me that he uses a marshmallow. You know, that's another thing he uses to be might see. He doesn't want to use salt. Sugar is a shayla. Like these achrenim want to ask, that's only b'diavidik bracha, and chocolate as well. So he uses a marshmallow, which is made out of fish gel. Now, the truth is, this is also a chiddush, like he himself told me, that its marshmallow is made up of fish gel and sugar. So you have to know what the ikar is. Is the ikar the sugar, and the fish gel is just to make it a little bit of a chewier candy? Or is the ikar the fish gel? That's the whole chefts of a marshmallow, to eat a chewy thing, and the sugar is just to make it taste better. So if the ikar is the sugar, then it doesn't help us anything. It only helps if the ikar is the marshmallow. But again, it is better than sugar, which is straight up sugar. There's one more eitzah. You know, if someone wants to do the schmitz thing, then I once saw a candy that is 100% maple syrup. You know, that's for sure a shakal, and that for sure it could use to be mitzi, but of course these candies are not readily, you know, people don't have these all around. It's not a common thing to use. So, you know, then in such a case, then people would use... You can use salt, sugar, or chocolate.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.